All right.
Wait for it.
There we go.
The bee or not the bee.
Man.
Take your time.
This delay from when I click something and it starts to play is anywhere from 3 seconds to 10.
Or instant.
Or not. No, I haven't had that.
Oh, really?
That's the way it used to be.
Oh, I thought sometimes you'd be like talking into it and it would just start.
Well, that's because I'm waiting.
Because you don't know.
Yes, I have to time it correctly.
Okay. All right. These are all stories that are either the Babylon Bee, which means that they're fake and they're satire and they're meant to be funny, or they're real. I'm going to read the headlines. You got to tell me which one's which. First one, queer pro-life demonstrators protest outside DNC. Let me read that headline one more time in case you didn't catch it. Queer pro-life demonstrators protest outside DNC.
I'm going to say real.
It's real.
It is real. Did you see it?
Well, I saw the news.
You're
story.
Fairly confident.
Yeah.
Yeah, the protesters, which were mostly young females, held signs that said Kamala is a baby killer cop and queer rights begin at conception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that and I, like, in my mind went on a roller coaster ride of, okay.
Exactly. They're part of an organization called PAAU, Progressive Anti-Abortion Uprising. Their Twitter page says, "We're progressive grassroots activists dismantling the abortion industrial complex." So there you go. That's the first one of the day. Next one. Oh no, man at DNC thinking he was in line for food truck accidentally gets vasectomy.
That's a bee. When they start with, oh no, then you know.
You kind of know. It gives it away. Quote, I thought it was weird when they asked me to get on the truck and take off my pants, but I thought, hey, this must be a great burrito. He recounted, according to sources, it was not worth it. Quote, I just thought a vasectomy was some sort of hot sauce when I saw the sign, Trevor admitted.
No!
I mean, sure, I thought it was weird when they had me sign a waiver, but I just thought this was going to be really, really hot sauce.
Mmm.
Next one. U.S. Commerce Secretary.
Can I just interject
yes,
here
please.
In this very sincere and serious segment that we're doing?
Yes.
Regarding the abortions and vasectomy trucks, abortions and vasectomies are very different procedures.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One of them is preventative. The other is post-conception. And I wish, I say this every time I have, like every time vasectomies come up in my life. I want people to understand that when the left, the pro-woman liberals of the progressive Obama administration came up with the Affordable Care Act, they made it so that a very invasive tubal ligation surgery for women would be fully covered by insurance, and they didn't cover vasectomies. Why is that? Vasectomy is so easy. You just need a bag of peas and you go about your day. There's nothing to it. But
it's less than tubal ligation.
It's you need full general anesthesia for a tubal ligation. It's a full-on invasive surgery that changes the function of your body in a monthly fashion. I don't understand the pro-woman aspect of not, like, a vasectomy is you need a day.
Yeah. Also, why are you doing them outside the Democrat National Convention? What are you trying to say? It's a party having abortion?
I'm actually impressed that they added vasectomies to the abortion truck. At least put a little bit of responsibility on the man.
Gosh, it's a circus. It's ridiculous. All right, next story. U.S. Commerce Secretary, not familiar with Bureau of Labor report subtracting 818,000 jobs from economy.
I think that's real. I only heard the last half, so I might have missed the hook.
U.S. Commerce Secretary, not familiar
yes,
with
yes, real
Bureau of Labor report real. Subtracting 818,000
yeah,
jobs.
That real. That was a bad look.
That it is real.
All
I've,
around.
I've got the sound here, Brad. If you can pull me up, let's see.
When you hear that, do you potentially think that this new numbers could be a liability for this campaign?
No. When I hear that, first of all, I don't believe it because I've never heard Donald Trump say anything truthful.
It is, though, from the Bureau of Labor.
I'm not familiar with that.
Oh,
The hilarious thing here is that if Donald Trump said it, it's a lie. This is the most on-the-nose example of these idiots who are so deranged by their hatred of Donald Trump that if Donald Trump says the sky is blue, it's not blue any longer. That's just how they function.
There's no standard of truth.
There's none.
The only standard is,
there's one
did
truth.
He say it?
There's one
then
truth.
Then it must be false.
Donald Trump is evil.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And that is the Commerce Secretary of the United States didn't know about a jobs report subtracting almost a million jobs from the economy.
Unfortunately, is not the Babylon Bee.
Trump must have said that, so it's probably false. It's actually the Bureau of Labor that said it, and that was on ABC News Friendly Interview. Kamala agrees to 2-hour X Spaces conversation / Twitter with Elmo. quote, who doesn't love Elmo? Harris staffer Christy Barker told reporters, we feel like this live unscripted conversation will show the vice president's versatility in answering questions on the spot on wide-ranging topics like whether her favorite color, what her favorite color is, if she knows the sound the letter L makes, and if she likes spaghetti with meatballs or macaroni and cheese more. It's going to be great.
The hard part of that interview will be figuring out which one's the puppet.
Oh, hang on a second.
Hang on a second. See, the irony there is that my sound system over here is delayed, but that's just actually a bell that's literally sitting next to Ryan. We still had to wait 8 seconds.
Well, I had to grab it. It was just outside of reach.
RFK Jr. is going to address the nation in less than 10 minutes, and we're going to cover it for you live here on the Annie Fry Show. You can watch it with us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, but be sure to tune in to 97.1. Keep it locked there. We'll have the news as it breaks. Go answer that YouTube poll. We'll be right back. We will never fall.